There's a barber in Brazil who thinks he's in Seville. He sings arias just while he parts the hair. And there's a makeup girl at Disney who paints faces hiding misery. She's just waiting for a chance to lose her care. And in downtown Shepton Mallet is a man who's breeding parrots to attack the principles of better folks. He's been playing flute for hours from ideas that have flowered, and his mother thinks the boy should come back home. In the Carnegie Deli is a man who strokes his belly. He remembers when his waistline was much smaller. He shares pickles with a princess who is showing signs of distress, and he curses that he was not born much taller. Simon Chandler says he's beaten every bit of his addictions. He's cleaner than he's ever been before, but he still craves a white line or a pill to fix the bad times. And it's always Betty Davis he adores. I once promised Sonia Lewis I would tackle all the sewage that had run out of the gutter during the rain. All she really wanted was to go to visit Maui and wear leis and pretty mumus for her pain. But she only reached the airport before they had to report that her ankle tag would force her to remain. So I will eat at least three kippers before I start to whisper all the secrets that a foolish man can tell. And I'll drink Diet Coke and Fanta and remember how I left her in the lobby of the famous Chelsea Hotel. And like a victim of the movies, I will accept any floozy who will offer me a body for a coin. It's a trick of light and memory, the spending of a bad penny, a sensation that rarely leaves the loins. That was a nice bit of finger picking there, Pano. Very, 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 very nice. Thank you.